Do you have any experiences with discrimination?
Yes, as a child, I grew up in South Carolina, and every day you would experience discrimination. Because as a child, how you were treated, most children thought that was just a way of life.
How do you feel about the role race play in society?
Race shouldn't play, or shouldn't be a role that race play. Everyone should be treated equally.
What do you remember from the civil rights movement?
Many things, but I remember that in 1965, I believe, Cecil B. Moore marched on Girard Avenue fighting for black students to be accepted into Girard College.
Do you think that racism is an important issue for children to be aware of?
It's very important, because prejudice is a learned behavior. It's taught first in the home.
What do you think is the best way to oppose racism?
I think by treating everyone equal, and not by the color of their skin or where they came from.
Did the civil rights movement affect you, and if so, how?
Certainly. It affected me because it gave me a greater desire to not live an oppressed life, although we were labeled an oppressed people.
Why do you think racism is still going on in the 21st century?
I believe as long as there's hate, as long as there's disrespect and ignorance, it will always go on.
What are your feelings towards racism?
It saddens me. It's painful. Because it exists.
Which time period do you think race had the most positive impact?
Time periods differ. When anything positive came out of positive actions in the society of division, there was an impact. Being it the 60s, the 80s, or even now, there's always an impact when there are positive things to prevent hate.
From your perspective, how does race and discrimination differ?
Because society continues to label people as minorities, people of color, or they look like as less valued. So from my perspective, how does it affect, it's wrong when you're not valuing everyone equally or on the same level.